Texte numéro 91. Rishi Sunak, young, ultra-rich UK's first Prime Minister of colour. Elected for the first time to Parliament in 2015, Rishi Sunak became Britain's youngest Prime Minister in more than 200 years on Monday, tasked with steering the country through an economic crisis and mounting anger among some voters. It is a remarkable return for Sunak, who lost a leadership bid to Liz Truss less than 2 months ago, when he was accused by some in the Conservative Party of bringing down their hero, Boris Johnson. One of the wealthiest politicians in Westminster, he enters Downing Street facing a need to make deep public spending cuts to stem a fiscal crisis, as well as tackling a cost-of-living crunch, a winter of strikes, and Russia's war in Ukraine. His backers say the former finance minister is a safe pair of hands who can restore Britain's credibility with investors who sold the country's bonds and sterling after Truss's mini-budget offered tax cuts with little on how to fund them. When declaring his candidacy, Sunak, 42, said he had a track record that showed he could fix our economy, unite our party, and deliver for our country. The opposition Labour Party is likely to paint him as a member of the uber-rich elite, out of touch with the pressures faced by millions as Britain slides towards a recession, dragged down by the surging cost of food and energy. Some fear he cannot reunite a party that is deeply divided and getting used to quickly dispensing with leaders they do not like. As the first Indian heritage Prime Minister, born in 1980 to Hindu parents, Sunak had a privileged education. He went to an elite fee-paying school and is the latest Prime Minister to have studied politics, philosophy and economics at Oxford University, following David Cameron and his predecessor Truss, and becoming, in 2020, one of the youngest finance ministers. During the last leadership campaign, he supported the creation of more selective grammar schools after new ones were banned by the opposition Labour Party, but repeatedly said a world-class education should be a birthright. He will also be the first person of colour to become Britain's Prime Minister, and a Conservative Party member described the appointment as a watershed moment. I grew up in the 80s and 90s, and I could not imagine a non-white Prime Minister in my lifetime. So to see a British Indian leader is phenomenal, he told Reuters. When the COVID-19 pandemic hit Britain, Sunak dropped the Conservatives' small state instincts to borrow massively and stave off the risk of an economic depression. That made him one of the most popular politicians in the country, as he was praised for helping businesses and workers. Adapted from Reuters, October 2022.